Before we pray, let us see two verses for our mutual encouragement. Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2. Chapter 2, verse 36. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was a great age and had lived with husband 7 years from her virginity, 37. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years, who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer day and night. I here talk about a woman in advanced age, the prophetess Anna. She only married 7 years and husband died. In the Old Testament time, when a person lose husband, a person lose income. So usually widow is almost the same words like poverty is connected. And also in the Old Testament time, or in that generation, man is the head of family. So when the husband die, the person don't have any social status to be respected. This woman, Hannah, actually, the background is quite pitiful. Only married 7 years. But in advanced age, 84, right? In the past few weeks, we have the tribute to the elderly members, right? Not many people really can live to the age of 84. For a person to live to the age of 84, it really is a grace of God and blessing of God. And for a member in the age of 84, the church cannot expect the member to do anything, right? But in the age of 84, she still can serve God. And this is what we can learn. So advanced age, she still can serve God. The way she served God is not helping cleaning, washing the dishes, vegetation, or this kind of energy-consuming job. The way she's serving God is through prayer. So now we look into our own age. Some of you are very young. You are in E2 or J1 or J2. How can I serve God? Besides the last time we talked about serving God actually is serving man. Now, serving God means we serve through prayer. And here talk about from day and night, she prayed in the temple, did not depart from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer. The temple of God is a temple of prayer. Of course, we can pray at home. God is everywhere. But a lot of people have the experience when we pray at home, it seems we cannot concentrate our mind because a lot of distraction. Sometimes telephone ring and sometimes this and that, right? But when we come to the church, we already separate ourselves from the family. We come with a purpose. I want to pray. So it's easier to concentrate our mind in prayer. And the second reason is the church. Church means a group of people. When we having service in the name of Jesus Christ, And according to the Bible, then Jesus already in the midst of us. And more people pray together, it will be more powerful. Prayer in the temple of God actually is an advantage. We thank God that in urban church, within 15 minutes driving distance, almost everybody can come to church, right? Most of us. If you have been living in East Coast, you know a lot of time you drive 1 hour to church. 1 hour is considered normal. And we only 15 minutes, right? So Sunday morning, if we can join the prayer, 9 a.m. here, is a way to serve God. But in order to join the morning prayer, we have to get up early. Right? 9 a.m., you want to join the morning prayer, or 10:15, we want to join the prayer in the Sabbath. When should we get up? At least 1 hour, right, before the prayer. 9, you have to get up at 8. Okay? Prepare yourself ready and have breakfast and come to the church in time for 9. And in order to get up earlier, then we have to sleep earlier, right? So prayer earlier actually will help us to live a very healthy lifestyle. It's good for us. And when we come to the church or we're at home, what should we pray for? First, we pray for the upcoming spiritual convocation or evangelical service. You know, some of the youth in your age, they already stopped coming to the church. Besides their parents, I pray for them. We are the same age, we can pray for them too. This is one of the ways to serve God, by praying for other people. And some of the truth seeker, they bring their children to the church, and we can pray for them so that they can experience Holy Spirit, they can experience God, and when they come to the church, they have more positive and more peaceful and joyful experience. And later on, they will come back again. So even though we are young, we can do a lot for God through serving men and through prayer. So we still have 1 month to go. How can I serve God? Very simple. I pray that God bless and guide the spiritual convocation. More people's spirituality can be lived up. More people can be edified spiritually. I pray that God guide and bless the evangelical service. More truth seekers can come, and more people can be converted to receive the salvation. And that is the way we serve God. So in the next 1 month, let us try to pray for church event. And that's the way we serve God. Now here talk about Anna. How did she pray? Not only she prayed in the temple. Here talk about serve God with fasting and prayer. Fasting. Fasting means what? No eat, no drink. Right? Fasting is not easy, right? If you ask people in Africa to fast, it's very simple for them. But if you ask the people here to fast, it's so difficult. Why? Because in Africa, people, their all stomach are always empty. So that's not a big business. Right? It's trivial because I'm always hungry. So fast one meal is fine. But here, we eat a lot of good food. We drink a lot of delicious drink. Fast is so difficult. Since fast is so difficult, if we really fasting, that means we really suffer, make ourselves physically suffer. And why should we suffer? Because that is a way to show our sincerity. Lord, in order to show I'm very sincere to pray for somebody or to pray for myself, I'm abstain from enjoying a meal. I remember in one of the SSC, during the first 2-3 days, nobody received Holy Spirit. Nobody. So one of the workers just encourage the students just like in your age. Now, after the morning prayer, finish. That worker said, now, you look into the kitchen, right? very tempting. Right? There's coffee, there's cereal, there's a lot of good food, right? But if you really want to receive Holy Spirit, you try, you fast and pray. If you really want to be filled by the Holy Spirit, you try, you fast and pray. Hey, after he mentioned this, just dismiss, right? Say grace for, say prayer for breakfast. And some, only one, two or three people, the young people like you, stay in the church and fasting prayer. And the second day, three or four people, start to have some people receive Holy Spirit. And to the end of that SEC, a lot of people receive Holy Spirit. All start from fasting prayer. But nowadays, every day is so good, right? So fasting prayer, one meal, that will not make you a malnutrition. That will not make you sick, no problem. If you fast one meal, that your stomach rest, it's healthy, it's good for you. So how can we serve God? We learn from Anna. If possible, come to the church Sabbath for morning prayer. If possible, come to the church for Sunday morning prayer. Pray for the church. Pray for those who don't come to church. Pray for the truth seeker. How should you pray? Of course, you can pray. But if you like, you also can consider fasting prayer. And that is the way we serve God. And God will bless us. If we pray for somebody receive Holy Spirit, we will be so joyful. God, listen my prayer, right? If we pray for somebody and somebody receives a blessing, we will be so joyful. Why? Because through our prayers, the person receives blessing of God. So that kind of joy coming from sowing in tears. When we pray, we sow the tears, or sometimes not tears, right? We physically, we exhausted. We pay some price, and other people can receive benefit. So now we are going to pray about 15 minutes. Let's pray for Holy Spirit and pray for other people and pray for spiritual convocation. They come forward and pray.